In 2016, voters approved a new higher minimum wage by a 2-to-1 margin, but State House Republicans are now arguing voters only approved wage hikes for families, not for youth. They're proposing a new law that would exempt those younger than 22-year-olds from the wage hike. The bill, sponsored by Representative Travis Grantham of Gilbert, would allow employees to pay only the federal minimum wage at $7.25 an hour to younger employees. He argued his position on the House floor yesterday, saying this will work to lower the 12% youth unemployment rate.
Because I know as an employer, and I know many of you as employers who are in this room, and I think some of you are still going to speak on this, often had to double up tasks for employees who are now making the new state minimum wage because we can't afford to hire the lower waged individual to do some of the menial tasks around the building.
But the bill received pushback from representatives who said people younger than 22 actually might have families of their own, or they work to help pay their families' expenses. Democratic Representative Raquel Turan spoke in opposition. Her district's average income is around $29,000 a year.
So when we're talking about these youth who are full-time students and who are working, they're not just working for experience or to be an apprentice. They're working for survival. They're working to provide the basic needs for themselves and their families.
And here with us to talk a little bit about this battle in the legislature, as well as a few of the other big stories from the state capitol right now, we've got Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services on the line. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. I hope you guys are making the minimum wage.
Well, let's start with this unemployment bill, this youth unemployment bill. So is this going to end up being challenged in court? Like, is the sense from the opposition to this that this is going to conflict with the proposition that was passed last time around?
Oh, I think you can bet money on that. I mean, the fact remains that while Travis Grantham said that technically speaking, this does not amend what voters approved, which was a separate section of law on minimum wages, it creates a whole new category of employees and then says these employees are not subject to what voters approved. I mean, that would be like saying, well, we're creating a category of employees who are all female and then therefore they're not covered by the minimum wage, or we're creating a category of Hispanics and they're not covered by the minimum wage. I think any way you look at this, this effectively amends what voters approved. And as you know, the Arizona Constitution says you can only amend what voters approved if it A, furthers the purpose, which this doesn't do, and B, has a 3/4 vote, which this won't get.
Will it pass, though, on party lines?
Oh, I think it will. At this point, there are 31 Republicans, 29 Democrats, and the test vote that occurred yesterday suggested that every Republican is going to stand in line in favor of this. And I don't think this is a problem from a political standpoint. I think it's a problem from a legal standpoint down the road.
And Howie, now to everyone's favorite controversial topic, vaccinations for children. There were three bills that made some progress, and now Governor Ducey has actually come out and said he wouldn't sign any of them. First of all, are you surprised that he had anything to say and that he was this strong in rebutting it?
Well, normally the governor's position when I ask him about legislation is, well, I don't comment on something until it reaches my desk. But I think it's been very clear, and I've written stories earlier this year and even last year where I've asked him about vaccinations and questions of exemptions and questions of opt-out, particularly with his own health director saying, look, we are dangerously close to losing herd immunity, where you don't have enough people who are immunized so that the people who can't be immunized for medical reasons don't get sick. And so it really wasn't a big surprise that he said, look, I am not going to sign anything that I believe will reduce the number of children who are vaccinated in this state. So not a big shock there, but certainly not part of his normal routine.
Right, but this is another example where you've got the Republican governor going up against some Republican members of the legislature here. So, I mean, this passed out of the Health and Human Services Committee, right, along party lines. What's the response from the Republicans in the legislature?
Well, so far we've been unable to get a hold of Nancy Bartow, who's the main sponsor. In fact, when the governor was making his statement, she was on the floor and we haven't been able to reach her. I think she sees this as a matter of choice, and that's a big selling point for a lot of people, the idea of informed consent, that you should know what you're putting into your body. That's only one of the issues, though. One of the crucial issues is we already have medical exemptions. We already have personal exemptions. We're expanding the religious exemption, but what one of Bartow's bills would do is say, Right now, you need to sign a form that says, I understand what I'm doing. I understand these are the risks of these diseases, and I understand my child can be kept home from school. Under the way Nancy Bartow's bill put out, it says, I could just sign the back of a napkin saying, I don't want my kid to have vaccinations, and that does it. Now, is that informed consent? I don't know that everyone would buy off on that.
And Howie, very briefly, if you please, we have the case of the missing emails, and now Mark Brnovich's office is now going to look into what happened to some of those Secretary of State emails that current Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is concerned about with the former Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. Can you give us sort of a summing up of what that means right now?
Well, Mark Brnovich has never been a big fan of Michelle Reagan. He investigated her. He accused her of engaging in a goat rope during one of the elections. I think it's very clear that Arizona law requires that you keep certain things as public records. It was certainly a surprise to Katie Hobbs when she came in and found out that all her predecessor's emails were gone. All the emails of her predecessor's senior staff were gone. And so, you know, you may have a crime having been committed here. Now, the question is there a backup somewhere? Or as they used to say on X-Files, nothing disappears without a trace.
All right. That is Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks so much.
Glad to be here.